WGCH News Center time is 7:33, or here's Tony.
Okay, thanks, Jim, and joined by Katie DeLuca, who is the Director of Planning and Zoning for the town of Greenwich. Met last night, P&Z did. Katie, good morning. Welcome. How are you doing today?
Good, thank you, Tony. Good morning.
Morning. Where do we start? A lot of things going
on. I know.
go ahead. Go right to it.
Well, New Lebanon School has made it through the final step with the Planning and Zoning Commission. It did receive final site plan and special permit approval last night. That was the last piece. It's been through the preliminary process, the municipal improvement process, and now finally the final process. There's obviously a lot of question about the funding. That is not something that the Planning and Zoning Commission gets involved in, so we didn't have to address that issue. At this stage, the commission really just noted that they had completed everything that was required of them as outlined in the preliminary process. They'd gone through the tree warden process. They had traffic sorted out. They had the sewer sorted out, lighting. Comments from the Department of Public Works were resolved, and the fire marshal also. So at this stage, they've met all of our requirements. That was good.
And they were delayed from the last month, so getting all the ducks in the line made things move smoothly last night?
Yes, there was one issue about the location of a pedestrian walkway, which they had heard during our briefing meeting on Monday and had already made the correction. There is still some neighborhood concern, and the applicant had, through their consultant, had addressed that in writing also. So I think there's just an agree to disagree on that one. That has to do with air pollution and whether or not the school is a good idea in the first place, and some of the things that actually aren't even under the purview of the commission. It's really under the purview of the Board of Ed and had gone through the Board of Ed's public participation process and through the municipal improvement process earlier, which is, again, like I said, not part of what we did last night because that had been done at a previous meeting.
Right. Let me ask you about the Housing Authority and Parsonage Cottage.
Yeah, very small application. That was no fanfare at all. That went through smoothly. It's for the installation of a new handicap ramp, which altered the porch. So that was fine. That went through easily.
All right. Let's get to FAR, floor area ratio.
Yes. Okay. So this was submitted by Teresa Hatton, and the commission decided to leave. They closed it, but they decided not to make a decision on this last night. So effectively, what Teresa had submitted in concept is to adjust the way that we measure how basements are counted, so that people would effectively be able to expose more of the foundation of the structure, with the idea being that if you allow more exposure, there'll be a need for less walls. So less walls means that the bulk won't be so far out to the property line and will really be back with the house. So that's the concept. And I think in concept, the commission was in favor of that. I think they're also in favor of the way the approach to the attic, which is effectively to allow the attic to not count as long as it met the half-story requirement, so that you don't end up in that business that if it's truss, it doesn't count, and if it's not truss, it does count, and things that just don't really seem to make too much sense. However, having said that, there's still a lot of question, I think, about this regulation, whether or not just making this small adjustment, which the applicant did say, look, this is not a solve all. That's going to be a much more involved conversation. But this is a tweak that they believe will end up in less walls. The problem is it such that there won't be a transfer of that floor area from the attic to the basement onto the first and second floor? And if there is that transfer, will that add to more bulk of the building itself? How do you keep the building itself tied down, meaning that how do you prevent people from wanting to build these structures up and up for other reasons other than trying to bury basements? So, for example, for views or for just disruption of the land itself for playing fields or, you know, level playing fields for children and that kind of thing. How do you restrict the height of the walls on the property line? There was statements made last night by the applicant that this would reduce the height of the walls on the property line. However, that wasn't proposed as part of a regulation. That was just the thought that would occur. So I think that they've put forth a good concept, and it was a good discussion. talk about making sure that we do this together as a community, which I appreciated very much because I agree with that wholeheartedly. However, there's still some question with the regulation, so we'll see how the commission goes when they make a decision at a subsequent meeting.
Okay, so that ended discussion, and now it's just a matter of them thinking this over and taking a vote eventually?
Yes.
And how long do they have for that?
65 days.
65, okay. All right, great. Anything else last night, Katie?
Old Track Road, this at 16 Old Track Road, that's the J-Loft Apartments. They had received approval a while ago to convert the office space into squash courts, and now they received approval last night to convert the squash courts, which were never constructed, into six new residential buildings, one of which would be moderate income. So that was exciting that we have yet another moderate income unit. So I think that's terrific. That was approved. There's a subdivision that was controversial, which is a re-subdivision on Halsey Drive, 66 and 68, controversial years ago. Not much discussion last night from the public, but certainly a lot from the commission. That was left open. There's a question about where the open space should be located. Positive, it's going from four lots to two lots, but the negative is in doing so, there was a reduction in the open space, which I don't think the commission was particularly pleased with, particularly because where the open space is being removed is a wooded hillside, and the commission really wants to ensure that that's protected.
Okay. Anything else?
I would just note that on January 19th, we are having an R6 workshop, an R6 zone. It's basically Costco, Pemberwick, Byram, Chickahominy, Central Greenwich. And what we're doing is we want to present some concepts on as a reaction to a workshop we had several months ago, asking people what they thought about the R6. What we heard is that it's very difficult to develop there, but on the other hand, people want to make sure that the traditional development patterns of the R6 are retained, which, by the way, is a concept in the POCD. And so what we did was we sent a mailer out to every property owner in the R6 to really make sure that we get all sides of this conversation heard, because it is actually quite varied. When you talk to people, you get one thought over here and another thought over there. So I think it's going to be a very good discussion. It will be televised on Channel 79 if you have cable. So I think that'll be an exciting evening.
Okay. That's next Thursday, the 19th, and that'll be at Town Hall at what time?
7 p.m., Town Hall meeting room.
All right, great. Katie, as always, thanks very much for joining us this morning. Have a great day.
You too, Tony. Thank you.
All right, that's Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning for the Town of Greenwich. P&Z met last night. Jim.